Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a drive heavy, rag infused jungle vocal cut for drum and bass. Today we're not making a full vocal performance. We're taking one short phrase and turning it into something way more useful for a jungle tune, a hook, a fill, a transition weapon, and a little bit of controlled chaos. In this style, the vocal is not just decoration. It behaves like percussion, like attitude, and like a signature that tells the listener, yeah, this tune has a voice. If you've ever heard a ragga MC stab sitting over breakbeats and thought, that tiny phrase somehow runs the whole drop, that's the energy we're after. We want something short, rhythmic, rough around the edges, and powerful enough to sit on top of a busy DNB arrangement without turning into clutter. We're going to work in Ableton using stock tools only. So if you know your way around warp, simpler, sliced a new MIDI track, EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo, and a few creative edits, you're in the right place. Let's start with the sample choice. The best vocal for this style is usually not a long sung line. You want a phrase with attitude. Something short. Something with hard consonants. Something that has a natural rhythmic bounce. Words with strong attack like selecta, move, bass, roll, or any shout style patois flavored phrase tend to work really well because they punch through dense drums. The important mindset here is this. Think in phrases, not samples. Every slice should have a job. Maybe it hits. Maybe it answers. Maybe it lifts the energy. Maybe it bridges into the next bar. If a bit of audio isn't doing one of those things, cut it out. Now drag your vocal into an audio track and turn warp on. For a cleaner, fuller vocal, use Complex Pro. For a more chopped up, grainy, rhythmic feel, beats can be great. Since this is jungle, both are valid. If the vocal is already percussive, beats can give it extra snap. If the phrase has more body and you want to keep that weight, Complex Pro can preserve more tone. At around 170 BPM, line up the strongest syllables so they hit with intention. You do not have to make it mechanically perfect. In fact, a tiny bit of push or drag can help the vocal feel more human and more old-school jungle. You want groove, not sterile precision. If the timing is loose, use warp markers to tighten the important hits. Don't overdo it. Overwarping can make the phrase sound awkward or fake in a bad way. We want the vocal to feel alive, not like it was trapped in a grid prison. Once the timing feels close, it's time to get playable. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. This is one of the fastest ways to turn one phrase into a proper ragga cut. For the slice setting, you can slice by transients if the phrase already has clear rhythmic hits, or by eighth notes if you want Ableton to force it into a more sequenced pattern. Ableton will create a drum rack, and now the vocal becomes something you can perform like percussion. This is where the magic really starts. Build a one-bar pattern first. Keep it simple. Maybe one slice on beat 1, another on the offbeat before the snare, a repeat or reverse on beat 3, and a tail or ad-lib on beat 4. You're not just chopping for the sake of chopping. You're making a groove. And here's a great teacher tip. Use velocity like performance. If you're sequencing vocal slices in a drum rack, don't make every hit the same volume. Vary the velocity so it feels like an MC riding the rhythm instead of a machine repeating the same shout over and over. If you want even more control, open a slice in simpler. Set it to classic or one shot depending on how you want it to re-trigger. Add a tiny bit of glide if you want a slurry or streetwise feel, and use a little fade to avoid clicks. These small details matter a lot when the vocal is going to live inside fast drums. Now let's build a basic vocal chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz, so the vocal stays out of sub-territory. If it sounds boxy, cut some of the mud around 250 to 450 Hz. If there's harshness, especially around 2.5 to 5 kHz, tame it carefully. Don't flatten the vocal. Ragga cuts need bite. Next, and saturator. A little drive goes a long way. You might only need a few dB to give it weight and attitude. If you want it grittier, push harder, but keep listening to how it sits over the break and the bass. Then use compressor or glue compressor to keep the peaks under control. You don't want to crush the life out of it. Just catch the loud bits so the phrase stays consistent in the mix. After that, add auto filter and echo. Auto filter is great for tension. Use it to close the vocal down before a drop. Then open it up when the hook lands. And echo can give you short delays that bounce behind the dry vocal without smearing everything. Try short rhythmic settings like eighths or dotted eighths, and filter the repeats so they sit behind the lead. A key point here, keep the core vocal dry and punchy. Don't bury it in reverb. In jungle and ragga DNB, Too much wash can make the vocal lose its edge. Use short delay throws instead of huge smeared ambience unless you specifically want a transition effect. Now we need to make the vocal interact with the bass line. This is where the tune starts feeling like a conversation. The vocal says something. The bass replies. The drums keep pushing. If the vocal lands on beat 1 and the end of 2, maybe let the bass answer on beat 3. If the vocal is active in one bar, leave a little room in the bass line. If the bass line is busy everywhere, the vocal starts fighting for attention and both parts lose impact. So think like an arranger, not just a sample editor. A good call and response pattern might look like this. Vocal hit in bar 1, bass stab in bar 2, vocal repeat in bar 3, bass variation in bar 4. That kind of phrase movement makes the whole drop feel intentional and sound system ready. Now let's add a bit of raga chaos. This is the fun part, but it has to be controlled. Reverse one vocal slice before a drop. Automate an echo send on the last word of a phrase. Add reverb only to a tail or transition hit. Duplicate a slice and pitch it slightly down for a rougher answer. Create a tiny stutter with repeated 16th or 32nd notes. You can also use beat repeat very sparingly. Think of it as a flash, not a permanent effect. One quick burst before a drop can create that classic jungle pressure moment. A strong move here is a reverse vocal swell into a break edit, then slam back into the drop. That gives the listener a clear cue that something big is about to happen. For more weight, build a parallel grit layer. Duplicate the vocal to a second track, then distort that copy a bit harder. You can use Redux for a lo-fi edge, or Saturator plus Overdrive if you want thicker grime. Filter the duplicate so it lives more in the upper mids and doesn't clutter the mix. Keep it lower in volume than the main vocal. This creates a really useful split. The main vocal stays clearer and more intelligible, while the grit layer adds damage, density, and attitude. If you want that worn dub plate or damaged sound system vibe, this is how you get there. Now think about arrangement. In DNB, vocal chops work best when they support the movement of the track. Tease them in the intro. Use them as a pre-drop signal. Bring them in fully at the drop. Pull them away in the breakdown. Then bring back a mutated version for the second drop. For example, you might start with filtered fragments in the intro, then build more repeats and delay throws in the build, then let the full raga cut hit as the hook in the drop. Later, strip the drums down for a switch up and let the vocal punch alone for a moment, then return with a pitched or rearranged version for the second drop. That kind of evolution keeps the tune feeling alive. It also makes your track easier to DJ, because the vocal acts like a recognizable marker across sections. Now, one more important step, check the mix in mono. This is especially important in aggressive DNB because the vocal can expose harshness quickly. Make sure the vocal still reads when the track is summed to mono. Keep the main vocal centered. Use stereo effects as support, not as the whole identity. If the vocal is fighting the snare, you might need to lower it slightly, trim a bit of upper mid energy, or shorten the delay tails. The goal is not just to make the vocal loud. The goal is to make it feel like part of the engine. The sub and kick should always stay solid first. The vocal sits on top of that engine. It should never feel like it's blocking the exhaust. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't use a vocal that's too long. Trim it down to one or two strong phrases. Don't overwarp it until it sounds unnatural in a bad way. Tighten the timing, but preserve some motion. Don't let the vocal and bass line clash. Leave space for call and response. Don't drown it in reverb. Keep it dry and upfront. Don't ignore harsh upper mids. If something hurts around 2.5 to 5 kHz, deal with it carefully. Don't make every slice equally loud. That kills the groove. And don't forget mono compatibility. A few pro moves can take this even further. A slight formant shift can darken the vocal and make it feel older, rougher, and more haunted. Filter automation is one of your best tension tools. A sweep from around 300 Hz up to around 6 kHz can feel massive if you time it right. You can also layer a very quiet breathy duplicate for menace, or lightly sidechain the vocal to the kick, so the drums stay punchy. And here's a great workflow tip. Resample early. Once you've got a one-bar idea that feels good, bounce it to audio and build a second version from that. Resampling often gives you cleaner timing control and more freedom to mangle the result without getting lost in endless tweaking. So here's the practical takeaway. Use a short, attitude-heavy raga phrase. Warp it just enough to lock it into the groove. Slice it into playable hits. Shape it with EQ, saturation, compression, filtering, and short delays. Make it answer the bass line. Add a little controlled chaos with reverses, throws, and stutters. Build a parallel grit layer. Check the mix in mono, and think like an arranger, not just a sampler. If you do that, The vocal won't just sit on top of the track, it'll become part of the groove, part of the tension, and part of the identity of the tune. For your practice, try this. Build a 16-bar Ragga Jungle sketch using one vocal phrase only. Make 4 versions of the same phrase, dry, filtered, distorted, and reversed or chopped. Give it 1 parallel grit layer and 1 transition effect. Automate at least 2 parameters. Then bounce the loop and ask yourself one question. Does this vocal feel like it belongs inside the rhythm, or is it just floating above it? If it feels like it's driving the record, you're there. That's how you turn one rough vocal into rag-infused chaos for modern jungle and drum and bass.